This is Steve from God's Daily Word Ministries with today's message titled, Chords of Encouragement. In the message, Reconcile with One Another, we saw how it's part of God's plan for us, through repentance and faith in Jesus, to be reconciled with our Heavenly Father, and then to mend and strengthen relationships with others. Not only do our relationships give us opportunities to express our love and gratitude to God, but they can also strengthen our faith and teach us about our weaknesses. The importance of relationships is not a new concept which arrived with Jesus. Rather, it forms the very essence of who we are. It is not good for the man to be alone. Genesis 2, verse 18. God could have created us to be isolated, but He didn't. We were created to actually need one another. Almost 3,000 years ago, Solomon wrote of the importance of having encouraging relationships. Ecclesiastes 4, verses 9 through 12. Two are better than one, because they have a good return for their work. If one falls down, his friend can help him up. But pity the man who falls and has no one to help him up. Also, if two lie down together, they will keep warm. But how can one keep warm alone? Though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. A cord of three strands is not quickly broken. As we look at the many believers scattered around the world, we notice the ways we are different, as well as the many ways we are the same. We have different colors of skin and styles of clothes, different tastes in food and accents of speech, but we all have similar dreams, and all face the same kinds of trials and temptations, and we all need the same Savior. God has taken a diverse group of people and formed us into the body of Christ. Though all its parts are many, they form one body. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 12. But I'm afraid the focus of satisfying our own needs and fulfilling our own desires has left this body crippled and deformed. We must understand that as one body, we desperately need each other. If one part suffers, every part suffers with it. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 26. We will never achieve our full potential in Christ until each member of the body is encouraged and being guided by the Spirit of God. When we see a brother or sister who is down, we must do all we can to help them up, dust them off, and point them to the Father. For the sake of our own spiritual health, we must return to a deeper understanding and commitment to His family. This is how we were created. Let's look with new and exciting eyes at the body of Christ. There are people all around who need encouragement, and there are also those who have the ability to encourage us. Let's identify the strands which God has placed in our life, and then spend the necessary time to weave them into something strong and beautiful. Let's strengthen His body today by building unbreakable cords of encouragement. This is Steve from God's Daily Word Ministries. Let's have a Christ-centered day.